Fishermen have a tendency to exaggerate the size of their catch, but it's no exaggeration to say that fishermen and women in southern Tasmania have been inundated with a bounty of Atlantic salmon in the Tasman Sea. It's all thanks to a natural event. A reported 250,000 farmed salmon escaped from their water pens off the coast of Bruny Island after a storm damaged nets earlier this month. Environment groups, though, are concerned the escaped salmon may eat native fish and potentially spread disease. Mark Nicolai is the Chief Executive of the Tasmania Association of Recreational Fishing. He joins me now from South Arm on the coast south of Hobart, and he can see the affected salmon farm from his home. Welcome to breakfast.
Thanks, Hamish. Good morning.
Environmentalists clearly worried, but I imagine for people out trying to catch a fish, this is probably a bit of a bonanza.
It certainly is, yes. But I mean, it's not to discount the potential environmental impacts that may exist with what's been reported as a fairly large escape event.
Give us a picture of what fishing there is like at the moment in terms of how fruitful the waters are proving.
At this time of the year, the fishing has started to slow down because the water temperature drops quite significantly. And in my experience, once the water temperature gets below about 14 odd degrees, the fish tend to slow down dramatically. So with the escapes that have happened in the last couple of weeks out in Storm Bay, it's proving a bit of a fillip for recreational fishers who generally at this time of the year are warmly snugged up at home.
How many are you catching in one go?
It's been patchy. The reports that I've heard have been patchy, mainly because the weather still hasn't settled down. We've had, since the storms nearly 2 weeks ago, we've had extremely windy and wild weather down here. So the opportunity to go out in people's boats has been very limited, but there have been catches off the shorelines in and around Storm Bay.
Huon Aquaculture won't say exactly how many fish escaped, but there are reports it could be as many as 250,000. Are your members telling you anything about the sorts of numbers they imagine are there?
Nobody really knows. As you say, the company that is impacted haven't identified how many fish in the public arena that I'm aware of have escaped. So nobody really, well, my understanding is that nobody really knows. I heard a much higher figure reported by a politician earlier in the week. But over time, I'm sure it will come out into the public domain how many fish have actually escaped from that farm.
There's obviously concerns about the environmental impact that farmed salmon might have escaping into the wild. Are you concerned about that, the impact on native fish and other things in the sea?
Yes, we've had a long-term concern about that particular issue, and over the last decade we've been raising that question every time there has been an escape event. But the scientists down here from IMAS have indicated to us over a long period of time that there's a couple of issues that indicate that it's probably not a major environmental issue, and the single most important one is the fact that the fish don't know how to feed on fish. They know they're fed pellets. And imagine a small, similar to a chicken pellet. It's just a feed pellet. So when they do escape, generally the advice we've got from the researchers is that they die within the first 2 weeks of getting free because they basically don't know how to feed in the wild.
I read one article in the newspaper this morning about this with a local fisherman saying that this was a blessing in disguise. They're catching 30 salmon a day. You could never afford that sort of thing at $30 a kilo. I mean, is this all viewed pretty favourably amongst the fishing folk?
Yes, it is. I did a bit of a drive around some of the tackle stores yesterday, and there is a lot of hype and anticipation about catching these fish. And the weather looks particularly good for this weekend. This will be the first weekend since the escape event that people will have the opportunity to go out in numbers and actually catch them.
All right, Mark Nicolai, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, Hamish.
Mark Nicolai is the Chief Executive of the Tasmanian Association of Recreational Fishing.